Thanks, everyone, for tuning in to another edition of The Good Stuff. Mike and Kim Burge along with you out of Allentown, Nebraska. Glad to be your host today for the next 5 minutes or so to spread some sunshine, I think. So visit valentine.org is the website you need to go to find out more about Cherry County, Nebraska. And the Cherry County Visitors Promotion Board hopes that you're going to go to that visitvalentine.com website to plan a trip yet this fall in Cherry County, Nebraska. Or maybe you're going to be planning next year's river adventure on the Niobrara River or visiting the Dark Skies International Park at Merritt Reservoir. Check it out. Visitvalentine.org.
Tri-State Livestock News. They're not flashy, fancy magazine type. No, they focus on what matters. Providing you with the latest in agriculture news. And you know what? Readers appreciate it. They come to Tri-State Livestock News for one thing: valuable, timely, accountable information about the industry. I'm sure you'll embrace the rancher style once you see the content. Check them out online, tsln.com, to subscribe. Go to tsln.com, Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
Here's a little story for you to start the program. It's the Christian Lion. Some of you may have heard this before. Two guys walking through a game park, and they come across a lion that has not eaten for days. The lion starts chasing the two men. They run as fast as they can, and the one guy starts getting tired and decides to say a prayer. "Please, turn this lion into a Christian, Lord." He looks to see if the lion is still chasing, and he sees the lion on its knees. Happy to see his prayer answered, he turns around and heads toward the lion. As he comes closer to the lion, he hears the lion saying a prayer. "Thank you, Lord, for the food I am about to receive." There you go.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear. Okay, well, I'm going to switch notes totally and go to Jeff Foxworthy. This is North Dakota, actually, by Jeff Foxworthy. I don't know if people know, but Jeff Foxworthy's in-laws live in North Dakota.
I knew that.
You did?
Well, you reminded me, and then once you said that, I remembered that.
Okay. According to Jeff Foxworthy, if you're proud that your region makes the national news at least 96 times each year because it's the hottest or the coldest spot in the nation, you might live in Fargo, North Dakota. If your dad's suntan stops at a line curving around the middle of his forehead, you might live in Headinger, North Dakota. If you have worn shorts and a parka at the same time, you might live in Reeder, North Dakota. If your town has an equal number of bars and churches, you might live in Scranton, North Dakota. If you have had a lengthy telephone call with someone who dialed a wrong number, you might live in Newton, North Dakota. You know you are a true North Dakotan when vacation means going east or west of I-94 for the weekend. If you measure distance in hours, you might live anywhere in North Dakota. Of course, this is according to Jeff Foxworthy. If you know several people who have hit a deer more than once, you might live in Richardton, North Dakota. If you often switch from heat to AC in the same day and back again, well, you know, you might live in Bismarck. If you can drive 65 miles an hour through 2 feet of snow during a raging blizzard without flinching, I'm guessing you live in Minot, North Dakota. If you see people wearing camouflage at social events, including weddings, you might live in Langdon, North Dakota. If you install security lights on your house and garage and leave both unlocked, you might live in Harvey, North Dakota. If you carry jumper cables in your car and your girlfriend knows how to use them, well, then you might live in Dickinson, North Dakota. If driving is better in the winter because the potholes are filled with snow, you might live in Sentinel Butte, North Dakota. If you know all four seasons, almost winter, winter, still winter, and road construction, you might live in Grassy Butte. If your idea of creative landscaping is a statue of a deer next to your blue spruce, I'm guessing you live in Minot. If going down south means South Dakota, you might live in New England, North Dakota. If a brat is something you eat, you might live in Medora, North Dakota. If your idea of going out to eat is a tailgate party every Friday, you might live in Valley City. If you have more miles on your snowblower than your car, well, then I'm guessing you're from Flasher, North Dakota. And if you find 0 degrees to be a little chilly, you might live in Killdeer. If you actually understand these jokes, you might just live in North Dakota or parts very close to.
Thanks for sharing that today, Kim, on The Good Stuff.